yesterday's attacks on other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
لازم می‌دانم با ابراز تأسف شدید از حادثه دلخراشی که برای هزاران نفر مسلمان و از جمله ایرانیان در منا در روز پنجشنبه رخ داد مراتب تسلیت خود را به خانواده هایی که در سوگ درگذشتگان این مصیبت عزادار شده اند ابراز کنم.
It's Thursday, September 24, 2015. A dark day in Mecca. Just a few miles away from the city, hundreds of pilgrims lie lifeless in the streets of Mina. A cacophony of shouts amid the chaos. Medics and ambulances arrive, but too late. This is the horrific aftermath of a stampede that happened during a ritual known as the Stoning of the Devil. Saudi Arabia's top religious leader, Sheikh Abdulaziz Al-Sheikh, says that the Hajj stampede was an act of fate and beyond human control, exonerating the Saudi king and princes of any blame. Major General Mansour al-Turki, the Saudi Interior Ministry's security spokesman, hints that the problem may have stemmed from some pilgrims not following established guidelines. Rushing to complete the rituals, extreme heat, throngs of worshippers pushing against one another, and even confusion among the many first-timers have been among the suggested causes of the stampede. On the other hand, some believe the tragedy occurred after the roads had been closed for a ministerial event or a dignitary's convoy. Whatever the causes might have been, it's not the first time lives have been lost during the Hajj. Nearly 10,000 Muslim pilgrims have been killed since 1985. The recent incident, however, has been the deadliest in 25 years. According to the official account, the pilgrims fell and were crushed due to a sudden movement in the crowd. Those who survived have yet another story to tell. A story in full detail.
دو سه تا مسیر وجود داره برای رسیدن به جمرات از چادرها. به یه جای رسیدیم و پلیس ما رو به یک سمت خاص هدایت کرد. یعنی مسیرهای دیگه بسته شده بود و ما فقط از یک مسیر خاص که پلیس هدایت کرد بعد حرکت می‌کردیم.
On Thursday morning, the third day of the Hajj, two waves of pilgrims on their way to and from the stone-throwing ritual collided in the bottlenecked footpaths between the holy sites.
بودن به 10 دقیقه نکشید. یه مقدار جمعیت زیاد شد، شلوغ شد. گفتم طبیعیه. یه مقدار رفتیم بالاتر، یهو هجوم آوردن رو به عقب.
خیابون باریکی بودش که اصلا حجم اون جمعیتی رو که حالا توش می‌خواست بیاد اصلا نداشت.
گفتن راه بسته، جلو رو بستن.
با اینکه از سه مسیر باید می‌رفتیم، یه مسیر رو باز کرده بودن. همین یه مسیرم که باز کرده بودن اونم بستن.
از فاصله 200 متری مأمورانی رو می‌دیدم که بالای ماشینی وایستادن که جاده‌ای که حدود بیش از 100,000 نفر در اون جاده داشتن می‌رفتن رو بسته بودن.
In the ensuing chaos, hundreds suffocated or were trampled underfoot.
دیگه وحشت جمعیت رو فرا گرفت. عده‌ای از در و دیوار بالا می‌رفتن. عده‌ای می‌خواستن به این کوچه‌های اطراف فرار کنن.
اومدم سمت دیوار، نرده‌ها رو گرفتم و رفتم بالای یکم به حساب خودم و انداختم رو چادر که به محض اینکه افتادم رو چادر دیگه بیهوش شدم.
همه جسد تاروم بودن، فقط سرم دیده میشد ولی یک این دستم.
یک نرده‌ای به عرض 3 متر به طول 5 متر روی یک جمعیتی افتاده بود. این جمعیت به صورت مچاله شده زیر این نرده به ارتفاع حدوداً
و اونجا دو نفر که فوت کرده بودن روی من افتاده بودن، روی پاهام افتاده بودن. من نمیتونستم اصلا پاهامو بکشم بیرون که خودمو نجات بدم.
با توجه اینکه جامعه شیمیایی هستم، این اسپری من اسپری خودمو دیگه خرج تک تک بچه‌ها کردم.
از این آفریقایی‌ها، از این زنای آفریقایی همون 10 دقیقه اول جون دادن.
For some survivors, Saudi guards were just the onlookers of the event, and for others they only exacerbated the stampede by refusing to open nearby gates that could have relieved the crush.
وقتی که بلند شدم دیگه چیز شد، سر حال اومدم، یه عده‌ای داشتن جون میدادن. اینا پلیسان بالا سر اینا نگاه میکرد.
شدت گرما و نبود آب و نبود هیچ مأموری که بتونه اونجا این فضا رو باز بکنه، تلفات تی بیشتر و بیشتر میشه.
هیچ کمکی، چیزی از سوی نیروهای عربستان به ما نشد تا 4 ساعت 5 ساعت بعد.
مأمورین همه بیسیم داشتن و کل حادثه رو مشاهده می کردند. تا آخر حادثه در این 3 ساعت مأمورین پایین نیومدن.
استفانه همون جلوی من من چند تا از ایرانی ها را دیدم، خودم اصلا مود فوت کرده بودن اونجا. اینا سربازا به هم دیگه می گفتن که اگه ایرانی باشه بذار بینید، ایرانی باشه بذار بینید.
Discrimination and hatred against some pilgrims are in direct contradiction with the Hajj principles. The simple white clothes the pilgrims assume on entering Mecca are meant to symbolize, first of all, equality between all humanity. The pathways between Mina's tent city and the Jamarat have now hosted 7 deadly stampedes since 1990. When 1,426 pilgrims lost their lives. Other notable stampedes happened in 1994 near Jamarat Bridge that killed 270 pilgrims, 1998, the year when at least 118 pilgrims were trampled to death, 2004, with the death toll standing at 251 pilgrims, 2006, on the last day of the Hajj in Mina, that at least 346 pilgrims were killed, and the most recent one, 2015, with more than 4,000 pilgrims killed. All the disasters have been almost identical, crushes and collisions of unguided masses of people. Thursday's tragedy occurred after the Saudis spent roughly $1.2 billion on safety measures and upgraded capacities at the site. Still, the spaces are too small and the faithful are too many. Despite all the improvements and constructions, 100,000 police and several hundred cameras installed to help manage the flow of pilgrims, this catastrophe keeps happening. And strangely enough, despite deadly accidents that have happened during the Hajj, the nearest hospital to the Grand Mosque has only 52 beds. Despite exorbitant expenditures, Saudi Arabia's construction priorities appear out of touch with the needs of pilgrims. Stampedes and failures to control crowds have made up just part of the deadly events during the Hajj. Fires, protests and violence, diseases and construction failures or other fatal accidents that have been claiming and threatening lives over the past years. The Mecca crane collapse on September 11, 2015, just a few days before the beginning of the Hajj, in which 118 people died and 394 were injured, is just a case in point. This year, the largest gathering of human beings on the planet came to an end without hundreds of fellow worshippers. Many families spent the morning of Eid al-Adha watching the death toll rise as message and called relatives and friends. Where is he? Has she called? Are you okay? The same conversations would have been repeated in Muslim homes all around the world. How long is the birthplace of Islam going to be the deathbed of Muslim pilgrims? The custodian of the holy sanctuary has repeatedly failed to safeguard the masses of the faithful who go year after year to the holy sites around Mecca. But it seems that with dogged determination, the Saudis are going to hold the monopoly on every single aspect of the Hajj pilgrimage, come hell or high water.